Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, is hitting the road this summer from May 31st through June 14th. We're doing part two of our U.S. live tour.
Whoa. I came up with a name for this one.
Yeah,
it's
called
the Areas Tour.
Kind of
similar.
Dungeons and Daddies, the Areas Tour, feat Taylor Swift. We're hitting the road again. Midwest and East Coast dates on sale. Tickets are available now. We're starting up in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're going to Milwaukee, Chicago, Indianapolis, Detroit, Pelham, Tennessee, Atlanta, New York, Philadelphia, and Boston.
Wow.
More info on our website, dungeonsanddaddies.com/live.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dungeons & Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Larry the Science Kid.
Larry the Science Kid.
Larry the Science Kid.
Willie rules.
Larry the Science Kid.
Billionaires are great for the economy.
Larry the Science Kid.
The honey badger drinks what he wants.
Larry the Science Kid.
What's in a name? In ancient Egypt, they believed that knowing the name of someone gave you power over them.
Wow.
Last time, we made the clutch move to run a little experiment to put that concept to the test. We took a simple piss wizard, changed his name to Willie Stampler, and the results were mind-blowing. Literally.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, a Dungeons and Dragons podcast. You moron. What do you think you were
doing? That's a little hard out the gate.
Sometimes I feel a little spicy, guys.
Sorry. He's just feeling spicy, so he can say mean things. Watch out. He's feeling spicy.
He's really weaponizing that
he
therapy
might
language.
He might rearrange you in a car.
Is spicy therapy language now?
I saw a TikTok ad. I almost threw my phone across the room because it said,
oh my God, neurospicy.
Is your brain feeling a little spicy as like their way of describing like, hey, you might be,
Is he, you know?
This is a Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
It's a spicy Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
That's what it is. That's what we are. We're a spicy Dungeons and Dragons.
Muy caliente. Five spicy brains are here to play Dungeons and Dragons.
Four spicy brains and Freddy are here.
As best we can. This is a story of four teens from our world who are from our world originally.
Hey, guys, if this podcast was a spice, it'd be cumin. Like cumin, do you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Cumin, but it's C-U-M-I-N.
Cumin does sound like human and cum.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Funny, I guess. Okay.
Shaking the rust off. Shaking, gotta shake loose. Go ahead, Freddie.
Stick and move.
Four teens from our world who need to fix our world after all their grandparents jacked it up. My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift, it's been a bit. I need to look at my character sheet. The Tiefling Rogue. Once former ranger, now roguish in his complexion and sensibilities.
His complexion?
What's wrong with that?
What is a roguish complexion? Careful.
It's like one eyebrow is permanently like, you know?
Oh, he's got DreamWorks face.
DreamWorks face.
The whole time Taylor's had DreamWorks face?
And a pork pie hat, Will. Get it right.
I've never heard the term DreamWorks face.
That's really good.
I love it and I hate it so much. That's perfect.
Taylor's teen fact for this week. I'm going to do one more real life thing, which is probably the biggest difference between the Taylor Swift we all know and love and the Taylor Swift the musical world all knows and loves is that
I'm not sick of hearing about our Taylor Swift.
Our Taylor Swift would never hop on a plane back from Japan. I don't care if it's the Super Bowl. He's in Japan, baby. It's anime centric. natural. He's not coming back here for nothing. No matter who he's going out with, no matter how important the big game is, Taylor's staying there, right in Akihabara, and hitting up all the maid cafes and an occasional cat cafe.
Hey, everybody. My name is Matthew Arnold.
Hi, Matthew Arnold.
I play Lincoln Lee Wilson Oaks Garcia Malo Swift.
Malo? Love it.
The little guy from Super Mario RPG.
That's what I was thinking. I just beat that game a bit ago. Anyways, really quick, I want to get into the game, especially since I'm just stuck in a room and I don't have anything to do in this episode. Quick fact about Lincoln. He only has one poster on his wall that is not a soccer poster, or one thing hung up on his wall. I guess not really a poster. That's not a soccer poster. And it is his graduation certificate from his school, which is just he won Best Son and Best Student Award from the two principals.
They're both principals of the school.
They share principals, yes. Co-principals. One of them is the dean of discipline, and the other one's the dean of academics.
Co-principal sounds like a scientific theory.
I think that means you got to introduce yourself.
I think Larry
next.
Just snuck his way out the order.
How did it happen? What a boss clutch move, right? Fine. Okay. Hi, I'm Beth May, and I play Scary Marlowe, who's currently playing Larry the Science Kid.
Yeah. Go, Larry. That's what the kid says every time he shows up in school.
Can I catch a ride with you later, Larry?
Larry doesn't go to school. He already knows all of it. Why would he go to school?
He just sits outside.
Larry's got some pretty fucked up opinions on the public education system.
Larry's just got to be on his phone scrolling through. He doesn't have time for school. Okay, but
Larry's
scary.
Like charter schools gives parents choice.
Fun fact about Scary today, because it's raining, Scary doesn't use an umbrella ever.
Checks out.
Yeah, she doesn't.
Does she like deflect her face up a little bit so like whatever mascara like gets that like sort of gothy smear going on? Do you know what I mean?
Sure will. Come in and do my fact better than me. My first day back at work with the boys.
Keep up.
Okay, Will, introduce yourself.
It's time for Will Campos to say hello. Hi, everyone. I'm Will Campos. I play Normal Lee Oak Swallows Garcia Malo Mario Master Chief. Fun fact about Normal.
Can you imagine your last name was Mario Master Chief and he went to school?
God, all bitches. All bitches.
All the fucking bitches, dog.
Freddie Wong, present. Matthew Arnold, present. Will Master Chief Mario?
Fun fact about Normal this week is that the Oak Garcia family, for generations now, starting with Henry, is the one thing they can all agree on. Is that they're a 60 frames a second smooth motion TV family.
Yes, dog!
Fucking Oaks, crank that
true motion, dog!
True motion all
in
the way!
Blast.
It looks more
give me
like
that
real life!
Yes, dog! Give me that dynamic HDR, dog! The white point is setting based on the ambient light of the room, dude! That's fucking 400 milliseconds of processing time to the goddamn image!
Henry and the gang and Normal, they don't know any of that. They just are like, it looks kind of fun
looks
that way.
Looks
kind
of smooth. Yeah. They watch a lot of nature docs, too. They watch a lot of nature.
Nature docs, you know, whenever the occasional sports game comes on, but mostly they love, like, really old, like, classic movies, like Charlie Chaplin movies, cranked up to 120 frames a second. And then Normal's posts on social media, like on Pinterest, his favorite media platform. Whenever it's, like, Thanksgiving, he posts a tip that's like, hey, guys, like, here's your tip. If you're going over to your friend's house, like, here's how you change their TV settings to crank the smooth motion all the way up. So it looks even better. They'll thank you for it.
Movie's looking a little choppy. Follow these tips this Thanksgiving.
Did you know they used to shoot movies in only 24 frames a second? That's so
little. Thanks to interpolative technology, you can watch it as any frames you want. Oh, that's so sick.
I kind of get it. It's like, you know, we used to have horses carrying us around, and now we've got, you know, a lot of horsepower. So why not kick it up?
That's true.
120 frames.
Okay, Mr. Beast. Okay, if he did a video that was a 200 horsepower car versus a 200 horsepower car.
He probably has. Probably has done that video while saving like 100
probably
puppies.
7 seconds in one video.
And the horses are all powered by Mr. Beast's chocolate.
By Mr. Beast's
200 horsepower car or carried by 200 orphaned horses that I will pay for afterwards. Oh no, I'm such a good little boy. buy my chocolate bars. All right.
It's like he's here. I'm Anthony Birch. I'm your dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, Dad.
Only Will cares about saying hi to his dad after all this time,
Okay.
Can't say anything.
Fucking, okay.
In a room.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Dad.
So, porn update.
Yeah.
No, that's why we didn't say hi, Dad, because we knew you were going to talk about your porn, Dad.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Dad embarrasses us with his porn.
Porn update. Your mom found it.
Your mom's in it.
They're going to start shooting in March. So we got a date.
How long is
this visual photography?
Yeah, they're going to be shooting.
They're going to do pickups.
They're going to be shooting.
The fun thing is that I sent off a script and they sent the script back. And the whole premise of this story is a guy is playing like Street Fighter against somebody. And then he gets teabagged over and over again. He's like, oh, and I'm going to track this guy down and teabag him for real in real life. And then they do and they start having sex. And then.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
In the script, I was like, well, surely whatever video game they play is going to be like off screen. You're going to hear sounds of like, huh, huh, psh, psh, psh. Like you're not going to spend any money to actually put video games on screen because that's insane. And they're like, no, we have a 2D animation guy. We're going to like try and animate a little like fight scene for the teabag stuff. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. And then they didn't tell me this, but I looked through the script and there was like a description of like, here's what the 2D fighting game should look like. One of these characters should look like this guy. And it was a fan art picture of Willie Stampler. And it said, and the other one should look like this guy. And it was a picture of me.
What?
So apparently when this comes out, there's a not insignificant chance that I will be getting virtually teabagged in a porno.
By Willie Stampler.
By Willie Stampler in a porno that I wrote. So keep an eye out for that.
Do they know that you're Willie Stampler? Or do they just happen to find?
No, they know. I think they're fans of the show. This is sayuncle.com, by the way. That was my promise that I should talk about the website. It will be on.
Real quick, Anthony, you and me, just man to man real quick. Anthony, do you agree? There's some heights that writers have never reached, and you're sitting atop that peak.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Like, do you think Shakespeare was like, yes, verily, I got teabagged in this play? Like, fuck no, dude. And can I ask you, how does it feel? What is the view like from up there?
I mean, if it comes out and I'm in there, it's going to be so good.
Are they inviting you to set?
They offered that, and I said, absolutely not.
Let me see this. Let's say it comes out. It's a
hit.
It's a hit. Anthony Birch, your website. You have a website for your professional sort of stuff. AnthonyBirch.pizza, by the way. I know this. I'm just looking at it right now. It says stuff I've worked on. The first thing I see appears to be God of War.
Mm-hmm.
You can replace that top image.
Ooh, yeah, I might as well.
Like a money shot. Dude.
I don't know if I'll do the top image, but it'll be hidden in there somewhere in the middle of that page.
Ah, okay. Very good.
That is the promise I make.
Just making a picture of the video game.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. With a little nothing. Never mind.
What, Beth? What was your dirty mind?
With a little cum stain on the screen.
Thank you. I just wanted to know what you were thinking.
So when we last left you, a couple things had happened. One, Link had gotten thrown into one of the private rooms that Willie has been trying to sequester away people that are too powerful to fight.
He went to horny jail.
I thought it more was like a prison. Private room sounds weird.
Yeah, private room sounds like it's a strip club. You
sorry,
know what I mean?
Prison. He threw them into heaven prison.
But not with the other people who are in
prison. No, he is alone in his own cell.
Solitary confinement.
Matt.
Uh-huh.
Is this a what dreams may come scenario where your prison in heaven is this whole universe unto itself, dog?
Dude, what dreams may come would be a great name for a porno.
Straight up, there is a porno. No, there isn't a porno. It's called What Dreams May Come.
That's great.
That's really good.
Can I ever tell you the best porno title?
What?
Which would you do an Apocalypse Now porno and you call it A Cock of My Lips Now?
But it's still a war movie.
Yeah, it's still a war movie.
Bahara.
That smells like victory. Okay. What the fuck are we talking about?
Okay,
explain the things that have happened.
Yes, Link got thrown into heaven prison.
It's the same sort of prison that Willie was in. So it's like a
yes,
time
it
prison.
Is a demiplane.
Okay.
Larry, the science kid, is still by Willie's side, and Normal and Taylor went to basically enact two-pronged plan, one of which was to get Mercedes Oak Garcia to come and help them because Willie, in his sexism, did not realize that Mercedes and the other moms might be a threat. And the other part of which was to get a person named Vincent Spellfeather to change his name to Willie Stampler so that he could be the one to take control of the Doodler. Upon hearing that this person's name was Willie Stampler, Mercedes then shot him in the head and killed him. So What do we think happens next?
Okay.
Group of friends.
Okay, so I think... I think we pick up that scene.
Let's play imagination together.
Let's play that scene right now.
Ah!
What the fuck are you doing, Willie Stampler?
Mom, good work. You can't, because Normal didn't know the plan. This plan was like, holy shit, Grandma, you just took out Willie Stampler. I guess he's in disguise or something.
You see Taylor take off his pork pie hat and just kind of scratch his head a little bit and just sigh. And you know the Pablo Escobar waiting meme where it's just him like sitting? Taylor enacts every one of those poses as he like stands off to the side, hands behind his back, just kind of looking off into the distance.
Normal's tapping you on the shoulder. So he's dead now, right? So like, is he going to turn back into himself? Is this like a spell? Like how, what's what?
That really sucks, lady. What was that all about? This was my guy. This was the guy that we're pretending to be while he's sampling. This is going to be the move that we really use. We use his name because the name is on the fucking.
Mercedes goes, oh. Well, you should have said something other than this is Willie Stample.
Well, first of all,
hey, lady!
Hey!
You're blaming me for what you did?
Hey, that's my abuelita you're talking to, mister! So you just cool it, all right? There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on, Taylor, and I know you and me, we've had our frictions in the past.
I'll fight your abuelita right here.
I'll fight you right now.
I'll fight your abuelita right here.
Whoa. And she puts a hand on both of your shoulders and she says,
"Don't touch me, lady."
She takes a hand away from your shoulder and she says, "Let's just calm down. Let's talk this through. What is going on right now?"
Okay. So, and then Normal whispers in her ear so we can speed run through him re-expositing the plot of the entire show.
And she goes, "Oh, that sounds fucked up."
But I mean, like, what are you trying to do?
This was my master plan because we knew that dude only reacts and obeys Willie Stampler. And my plan was to find someone and then change their name to Willie Stample and undo them to obey this person. There'll be a duel of two gods controlling this demigod with the same name. Now it's ruined because you shot him in the head!
I acknowledge that it was a mistake, but I didn't know it was a mistake, and so I choose to forgive myself for doing that.
I think that's beautiful.
That's okay. I forgive you too, Grandma.
Yeah,
Taylor?
No.
Taylor?
No.
Taylor?
No! You ruined my plan.
She did shoot and ask questions later. That's a rough thing to forgive yourself.
The question was answered, and you're not in the scene, Link. You're an old car.
That was my
Abuelita's perfect.
Your Abuelita and I have beef. That's right, lady. We got beef now. What the fuck are we going to do?
So as you're talking, you hear a... that's slowly getting louder and louder. And as you hear that noise get louder and louder, you see the shadow of several angels flapping their eyelashes coming towards you.
Oh, no.
They haven't seen you yet, but they are coming towards your direction.
Quick, get in this room!
And Mercedes goes, oh shit, yeah, they're coming for the body.
First room, get in here! We open the random door.
Okay.
And get inside to hide in someone's heaven.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So you get inside. You know what? It's exactly like the Wet Dream Become Heaven. It's like a really beautiful field.
Sorry, Anthony, it is what dreams
you
make
did
up.
Say wet dreams.
Did I say wet dreams?
You did say wet dreams.
Well, okay,
dreams
I said what
up.
I said then, I guess. You walk into a horrible, horrible, horrible orgy, and immediately Mercedes goes, no, and covers both of your eyes with her hands.
What's going on? I didn't see anything.
Don't listen. Don't smell. Hold your breath.
Someone hit the
lights
in here.
Don't smell?
Hold your breath.
Normal plugs his ears and his nose at the same time.
So she opens the door, cracks, so you can see what's going on, and you can see the angels fly down, grab the body, and then begin to drag it away. And Mercedes goes, that's what they do to anybody who dies in heaven. They get taken to the timeout zone.
Angels couldn't drag me away. It wasn't funny, but it was stuck in my head.
Sorry, there was like a song that played at the same time, someone's ringtone or something. What did you say, lady?
Did a bell just go off or did I just lose my mind?
No, Matt did something.
You smell toast.
So she says, that's what happens when somebody gets killed up in heaven is they just go in the timeout chamber and then they come back eventually. That's where a lot
and
of...
And they play Wild, Wild Angels. Couldn't drag me away.
Timeout chamber. What's a timeout? It's like a hyperbaric chamber.
It's like a demiplane. There's demiplanes.
There's a plane called the timeout chamber where time moves differently as gravity. What's gravity like in this timeout chamber? This hyperbaric chamber, this training chamber.
I don't know if time moves differently there. I just know it's a demiplane on the other side of the paperworks ocean where a lot of whenever somebody needs time out because they're dead or because they've done something wrong and they need to think about it, that's generally what
a
demiplane
is. So it's like purgatory.
Needs.
I remember learning about that when I played that video game about the levels of hell and heaven. They made a sequel called Dante's Purgatory. I think, man, it's been so long since I've seen you, Grandma. I'm just so emotional. I don't know what's going on.
Can you guys just go grab another person? Just go grab another piece of paper.
Just do this again. Is there anyone in this room, lady?
She turns and she goes, there's a lot of people in this room.
No, we need the paper.
Excuse me, is anyone here named Willie Stampler?
Okay, I guess not.
All the Willie Stamplers were killed.
He went King Herod on the Willie Stamplers.
No, it's going to be impossible because then we got to go back all the way back to the ocean. We got to find another piece of paper. Then we've got to go do this whole thing again.
Also, where are your friends? Where's Link? Where's Scary?
That's a good idea. Where are they? I don't know where Link is. I don't know where Scary is. All I know is it's up to me, you, and my Abuelita to save the world right now. So you better forgive her.
I'm just saying, there might be one more of your clan that we can invoke here. Do you have a phone? Do you have a phone? Does this dial? Taylor gropes for like a phone in this orgy room. Is there a phone in here?
But no, no, do not start reaching around. Do not start. Keep your hands right there.
Outside line.
Here, I want a phone. Mercedes reaches into her coat pocket, brings out a phone, and hands
it to
you.
Slow down, lady. You just said you wanted a phone, and then you got a phone?
Yeah, I'm in a heaven, so if I'm in a personal heaven, you sort of get whatever you want.
Pause, everyone, real quick. Player huddle really quick. Okay, what? Guys. Like, what do we want? We're in heaven, and we get whatever we want.
Yeah, like just get a Willie Stampler.
I did specifically say while you're in a personal heaven.
Yeah, and we are.
Oh, like, so once you leave that heaven, like, it disappears.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
But wait a second. If we could get Willie into one of these heavens.
Uh-huh. Is it Willie in his own personal heaven right now, though, if you think about it?
No, he came out of it.
No, he's in real heaven.
Interesting. Many layers of metacognition here. Yes, I'd like to dial an outside line.
Okay, here you go. Press 9.
9. Okay. And then I dial Hero Oak's number by memory. So Taylor's memorized it.
So she can tell even before, just from the sound of your inward breath on the other end of the phone, she can tell. She goes,
oh, Taylor, what is it?
What's her caller ID say? Hey, real quick, what's your caller ID say? Just curious.
Oh, it says heaven.
Oh, wow.
Well.
Looks like my
reputation. Did you really change your caller ID to heaven? This is the worst Riz I've ever seen.
Looks like my reputation precedes me, hero. What are you up to today? What are you doing?
I was going to go to a track meet.
Track meet?
Yeah, I have a track meet today.
Were you competing or something?
Yeah, no, I'm not just going to go
to
watch.
What are you doing? Hero, let's talk to your sister.
He comes like, let me fucking cook, bitch. Just me and the guys are just hanging out. I was wondering if you wanted to hang out. I don't know, save the world or anything like that.
Save the world? No, I don't feel like doing that. The two things I don't like doing, as I've established, is hanging out with you and saving the world. So, no, I think I'm pretty good going to my track meet.
Where who are you all playing against?
Chaparral.
Oh, the big one.
Uh-huh. Taylor, ask her, like, isn't the world all fucked up down there? Were there other angels running around? What's
They're
going on?
They're still doing track meets when all the world's all crazy and jacked up down there.
I mean, there was, like, things falling through the sky, and, like, they took some people, and then, but now they're gone. It seems okay
fifth
now.
Fifth grader named Willie Stampler just exploded. Yeah, so yeah.
Couple fifth graders disappeared.
Taylor, like, what are you doing?
Trying to recruit your cool
Hero,
sister.
Come help us. It's normal. We're stuck in heaven. We need your help. Everything's going bad up here.
I get roll persuasion.
Why didn't I get a single persuasion? At any point?
I don't know. Who can say?
That is a 24.
Jesus. Is there something specific you say that makes her go like, oh, this is for real shit?
You said if I needed help, you'd come, and I need help. We need help. This is the big Willie Stampler's in charge of heaven. I'm up here with Grandma. We're all on our own. I'm scared.
And I could use a hand, too.
Hero, look, like, this is the moment, okay? I know that you've had this whole destiny that you wanted to shirk off, but, like, if there's ever a chosen one moment, this is it. And I know I'm not it. I'm the whole stupid reason we're in this freaking mess. I'm the whole reason he's up here. So it's got to be you, right? Like, you're the chosen one. And please, I need your help. I can't do this on my own. We can't do this without you.
And also, I just want to know, I could also be the chosen one too, and you may be a chosen compatriot. Uh-huh. But we're not.
So here goes.
You know what? I think you got a point. I've been promised, and it's time to come and collect. It's time for the chickens to come home to roost. It's time for Hero to go hero time. It's time for.
And then you hear a smash on the other end of the phone, and she goes,
"Oh shit!"
And you hear the wet flapping of eyelids going faster and faster and faster. And she goes,
"They're coming for shit. They're coming. Oh, no! Normal. It's on you now. Normal. Shit. I'm so sorry, Normal. It's got to be you."
Wild angels.
Hey, okay. Normal, can I? I have some things to say to Hero. Can I get the phone back?
I shove the phone into your chest.
Anyway, whatever that was all about. But anyway, if you want to come by.
The call you answered in something. Yeah,
whatever those. I can't even remember what those things say anymore. It's been so long.
That was like an AI reimagining of that from like the depths of your subconscious.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's one option gone because I inspired her to self-actualize, I guess. And then that, you know, kind of proved that she was a threat to Willie, I guess must be what happened there. All right. Okay.
Well, she's coming though, right?
First things first, Mercedes says, why don't we take a deep breath? What do we have in terms of allies? What friends do we have up here that we can maybe combine forces with? Because the three of us, I mean,
Do I get to exhale my breath yet?
Yes, sorry, exhale. yes, exhale, please.
So, right.
I breathe on my own terms, lady. Anyway, continue.
Okay, so right now it's me and Taylor, and Link is somewhere, and Scary's somewhere, and I guess Hero's on her way to heaven if we can figure out which angel is taking her.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. The secondary plan is working so far, so good.
Do we want to take this opportunity to maybe cut to Larry and Willie?
Yeah, you cut to Larry and Willie. You hear the sounds of outrageous laughter. You can has cheeseburger, my dude.
Dude,
check out this one.
It's so good.
It says, think twice, and it's a picture of a cat. It's a picture of a cat, and it says, bro, I didn't even think once.
That's pretty fucking good. Oh, shit, that's good. Is this what I've been missing? Oh, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, there are many scientific principles that you've been missing out on by not going to icanhasscheeseburger.com.
Oh, man, and in heaven, it's still active.
Oh, I hate to break
it to
you.
They have all the websites.
I hate to break it to you. I think it's still active in real life here, too, baby.
Well, in heaven, they also have pets.com and all the other fun websites for my youth.
They named this cat after the Pringles guy because it's got a little mustache. She's still up for adoption. I would never adopt that cat.
So as you two are looking at cool dang memes on icanhasscheeseburger.com, an angel floats up to Willie and blinks once and he goes, oh, you did. You got her. Great. And he blinks again. And he goes, so that's basically everybody. Everybody that could possibly fuck with me is now dealt with. Well, that's boring. Now I'm bored.
Oh, I'm so sorry you're bored, man. Let me try to pull up another meme. Or we could talk scientific principles. Let's see. Some examples include the laws of thermodynamics, the theory of evolution, obviously.
Larry, for the last time, I don't want to hear about the laws of thermodynamics. I appreciate.
Oh, yeah.
I love that you're around with me. I love that you're by my side and that you really get me in a way that I don't think a lot of people do. But you got to fucking can it on the science stuff. It's not cool. Nobody gives a shit about science.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So actually, here's a thought.
Yeah. What's
up? Law of thermodynamics says energy can't be created or destroyed, right?
Yes. That's exactly what it says.
So what
you
if...
You really get it, man.
Yeah, no, I'm fucking smart as shit. So what if... And I'm just spitballing here. What if we could break that rule? What if we just started destroying stuff just to sort of see what would happen? That could be fun. You ever like stomp ants when you were a kid or like, you know, with magnifying glass, like set ants on fire or just stomp a roach and see the that it makes when you step on it?
So you're talking about like killing small animals as a child?
Yeah. Like, I mean, everybody, it's like a thing. It's a phase you go through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, a phase, more like a lifestyle.
Yeah, okay, sure, yeah. I mean, yeah. I still squash bugs and shit, yeah.
Yeah, so it'd be cool if we had, like, a giant ice cube that we could destroy or something. That'd be so gnarly, my man.
Well, I'm thinking, like, Earth. Like, the realm that we all came from, like, because it's... It's just a bunch of assholes. Like, everybody there fucking sucks. Everybody's just so so fucking stupid and so hypocritical and so selfish and just mean and shit. And, like, what if we had just, like, ended that? Because I'm also getting a lot of, like, and then another angel comes up holding a bunch of paperwork in its eyelashes. And he goes, and they keep fucking bugging me about letting people in heaven. And, like, people keep dying and coming to heaven. And that just seems like a fucking pain in the ass. So, like, what if no more people come to heaven because no more people? You know what? I think you convinced me with the thermodynamics thing. I think that's a good idea. You're a really smart kid, Larry.
I am. Yeah.
Okay. So, with that in mind, angels, I guess, just go nuts? Get rowdy?
Well, I think we should start with the theorem of arms icy, you know?
What's arms icy?
I'm scary is an anagram, bitch.
Yes. Oh, no.
Circle of death.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Dungeons & Dads is brought to you this week by Hims.
Oh, is that the one you use?
HIMSS is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch.
Emphasis on cum.
HIMSS provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options.
How do they know about my cum fort?
ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple, 100% online, no uncomfortable doctor's visits. You answer a series of questions on their site and the medical provider.
Why is that to be uncomfortable with your doctor?
Because my doctor's always like,
why do
what?
You need ED pills?
What's wrong with your dick? They shout at me.
What? Oh, does somebody's dick not work? Doctors
hard.
Are like that all the time.
Yeah, I know. They
yeah.
just yell at me. They scream, get hard, and it is the only thing that gets me hard. So how does HIMSS help with that?
Answer a series of questions on their site, including, Matt, you'll probably use the long response option to sort of describe all of your things going on. And a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. You'll love this line, everybody. If ED is getting you down.
Oh,
it's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted HIMSS subscribers to get treated. Start your free online visit today at HIMSS.com/daddies. That's HIMSS.com/daddies for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMSS.com/daddies. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Dungeons & Dads is brought to you this week by Etsy.
Ooh.
Etsy.
Let's
Etsy
see what Etsy,
what's in store
yeah.
today.
Listen up, listeners. We're here to tell you there's no reason to panic next time you're looking for a perfect gift. Now.
There isn't. Oh, thank God.
Now.
Oh, I can relax.
You ready for this? Gift mode on Etsy. Gift mode on Etsy.
I'm always in gift mode.
Stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone on any occasion. Just tap or click gift mode on the Etsy app or Etsy.com. Answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and then gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas. Check it out. Check it out. I'm here. I'm right here. I'm right here on the site. Check
okay.
it out.
Okay. Let's find
right,
a gift for my
let's
dad.
Find a gift for Beth right now.
Okay,
for my dad.
His interests are like not Beth.
Yeah.
Beth, would you say that that's an Aquarius?
A Libra.
There's grooming gift boxes. Now, hold on. I know what you're thinking.
Keep your dad hairless. No. Keep this daddy nice and smooth.
For a smooth daddy. They just pre-categorize a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of camo hats on this page. Let
Dude,
me tell
okay,
you.
But those hats all say dad, and my dad doesn't want to do that.
But what about dada?
Now find a gift for me, because I'm sad.
Oh, wait, Beth. Yeah, yeah.
What does Beth want?
What does Beth want?
A dad.
Beth.
The one thing
Beth,
Etsy
you sound
can't
like
give.
A 90s kid.
Yep, that's me.
Handmade shrines. You said gift tape, mixtape gifts. 90s sweatshirts and tees. Tons of stuff. If you need to find the perfect gift, don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
A sphere of negative energy ripples out in a 60-foot sphere within range. Each creature in that area must take a constitution saving throw. A target takes 8d6 necrotic damage on a failed save. Constitution of 15.
15?
Yeah.
Dude's within that circle, too.
Fuck
right?
me. And I'm alone. Why did I do this?
You got a natural one.
Yes!
What about dude?
So dude is going to get a 9, so both of them fail.
What about Scary?
Well, Scary's not in the sphere, presumably. Unless you put it on yourself, too. That would be wild.
I don't think I do.
Yeah.
But I'm aiming for the angels as well.
Ooh.
Okay.
So maybe I do have to be in it.
Let's say that you're surrounded by 8 angels, and that Willy is next to 3 of them. So if they fail, they will just get blipped out of existence by the circle of death. So that's a fail, it's another fail, and the succeed. Now there's 6 angels remaining nearby.
Because I'm casting this at the 7th level, the damage increases by 2d6 for each slot level above the 6th.
So how many d6s is that altogether?
10d6. So 38.
So the circle of death envelops Willy, and he screams out in pain, the first time you've ever heard him express any sort of pain. Unfortunately, the same thing happens to the doodler, and the dude does sound pretty in not a good way. Roll separately for the doodler.
Fuck, 41.
Ooh.
Ooh. Why did I do this? I'm such a silly girl.
So the doodler doubles over in pain, clutching their chest, and Willy does the same, and he looks at you with clear eyes for the first time, seeing not Larry the Science Kid, but Scary Marlowe.
No affiliation to science whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't even know jack shit about science. The only chemical I know is My Chemical Romance. That's a joke by Will Campos.
So he looks at you, and after a brief flicker of the most rage you've ever seen on a human face, he starts smiling. And he goes like, you got me. I knew. You got me.
I got you. I could have cheeseburger, my man. Fuck you.
Yeah. All right. So let's roll initiative real quick.
Oh, shit.
What did you think was going to happen?
Know. I just did. Oh, no. I got a natural 20.
That's good.
That's good.
That means I have to decide what to do.
You run. Yeah. Is there running in D&D like in other RPGs? Can you run from a fight?
Yeah, you can dash. Disengage and run away.
How do you do that?
I've also used up all my spell slots.
Yeah, so run.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we don't know. He might roll higher than a 20.
No, he did not. Oh, he got a 6. So you get to go first.
I'm gonna bail. What are my options for escaping this hell heaven we're in?
So you can disengage as an action, which allows you to not get opportunity attacks as you run away, but it means you only get to move your normal running speed, or you can dash as an action, which means you get to run double your running speed, but you do take an opportunity attack.
I'm gonna dash.
Okay, so he's gonna try to attack you as you bounce.
Oh, dude, yeah, fucking kite him to us. Yeah, this is great.
Exactly. Run into Mercedes.
Okay, so he's going to
warrior.
Try to cantrip you with a firebolt.
My own spell against me.
So that's a 28 to hit.
Oh, shit.
And it's going to do 4d10 damage to you.
Okay.
So it's going to be 9 damage to you.
Oh, okay. Shitty roll.
Yeah, pretty shitty roll. He throws a firebolt at you and he goes, scary! And it kind of just singes your shoulder as you run, but it doesn't stop your gait at all, and you manage to run with some speed.
You had like some cheap, shitty jeans, but now they're all like scuffed up and burned, and it look like designer jeans that are purposely scuffed up and burned.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
Do they sell burned jeans now?
They do, yeah, they, dog.
I don't.
That's cool.
Man, I got such a deal on these burned jeans.
So
that's a new thing.
So what direction are you?
They're burned.
What direction are you running? Are you running towards the personal heavens, or are you running towards the ocean of paperwork?
The personal heavens.
Yeah, that's where they are.
Okay.
So you wouldn't know that, but it's okay.
I know,
it's
but
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Willie is going to take
There's,
his...
in theory, more places to hide there.
Yes.
Yes.
So Willie
Not
is going
that
to...
I would ever hide, but just in case.
I would only run away.
So Willie is going to take his turn at the same time as the angels, and he's going to say, get after her, get hurt, please. Please.
Please. Please. Oh, no. What did you really scared.
What did you do to me? So the angels are going to descend on you, and they are going to spend their turns dashing to you, but they're not fast enough to catch you. You ran like 60 feet, and then they ran 60 feet, and they're right behind you, but they don't have an action anymore to do anything to you.
That's right. I spent my teenage years going to an X-rated Sonic drive-thru, so I'm really fast. I gotta go fast.
Well, he goes, dude, stop her. And dude goes, it hurts. It hurts real bad. And Will is like, for fuck's sake, stop! Somebody stop her. And he points at his angels, and he sends them after you. And so they dash towards you, and they're right on your tail, all 6 of them. But they are not close enough to do anything.
Scary running in heaven with like 6 angels behind her is a pretty cool album cover for her next album.
Wild Angels. Yeah, it'd be called Wild Angels Couldn't Drag Me Away.
He's going to cast Wall of Fire.
Uh-oh.
Fucking warlock on warlock over
Hot
here.
Warlock on warlock action.
No. Yeah.
So he makes the wall 60 feet long, 20 feet high, and it's 120 feet away from him, and you ran 60 feet.
Does feel like a
Jez Ball situation.
Anthony should have to
does feel
play
like
America's favorite national pastime.
Right. No, because he'll be good at it.
Oh, it took me to Jezebel. Oh, sorry. It's not there anymore.
Now you just have to learn something, Anthony.
Arcade. All right. All right.
You should get enough to be there's 6 angels and a scary. That's at least 7 balls.
That's 7. You got to get to 7.
You want me to get 7 levels in?
Yeah.
I thought you were a gamer, Anthony. Yeah. I thought you wrote Borderlands 2.
I want you to dive into hell with me.
Anthony, I played enough games to know that you could probably do this.
That's level 1 completed.
Wow, Anthony is already speeding
up. Fuck that up.
Oh,
that
no!
Up. Oh, that's not good at all.
Wait, did he get jumped to level 100?
No, I got to level 2 and then immediately I lost 2 lives.
Uh-oh. I mean, yes. I'm against Anthony.
Ooh, that's not good.
Narrate. Will, give us the play-by-play. Dude, give us the shoutcast. He's on level 2. All right, so Anthony seems to be closing his way through the Jez Ball match. Let's see what he's got. He's into a tight corner now.
There's a lot of cross-play between the balls. Nice. This reminds me of the Johnson Kaprisky game of 1997. He, of course, was a 12-year-old boy who was very good at jazz ball. And
hey, Will, quick question from
classic isolation strategy. D'Anthony's got one horizontal ball going. We're up to four balls now. Yeah, Freddie, go ahead.
Quick question here from the field here. Is Anthony utilizing a split binary approach, or is he doing
Anthony
a one-off?
He started out with what we call the herdsman approach, where you try to corral all the balls into one square, but now he's split out and he's moving on to level three.
Where's
we're
he
now
at in terms
at
of lives?
A full five balls are up in the field. This is where the balls really do start to get a lot of crosstalk with each other, where we see balls bouncing off of each other. It makes the lines a lot harder to predict. Oh, and he's down it. He's just lost one. He's working himself into a tough corner right now. We've got four balls bouncing in one area, increasingly small. Risky play from Mr. Birch, but what can we say? And he's down to four lives. This could be it, folks. Anthony is not doing good. He's in a complicated situation. The arrangement of the grid has made a lot of unpredictable bouncing in here in this last corner, and my constant droning in his ear can't be helping that much.
Now, Will, this version of Jezbol does appear to have ball-to-ball physics. Is that affecting his gameplay
at all?
That
seems to be, but you know what? He's made it to level five. He's got seven lives. I think he could go all the way here.
How many balls are in level five?
Oh, and he's closing in. He's closing in. Area cleared 46%. Level five does indeed have seven balls.
This is it.
This is it. If he can pull this off, then we can move on with the podcast. Now I'm just legitimately interested to see if Anthony can do this. This is white, sweaty palms.
It's looking tricky
for Anthony right now.
He did it!
God, sorry.
And he's just too good at video games.
Anthony, tell the truth here. When you watched Nick Arcade...
You rock hard during that.
Oh my God, that's the only thing I ever wanted to do is try to be on Nick Arcade.
Could you imagine being like, I could fucking kill.
Oh yeah. Every single time you watched Nick Arcade and like the kids just couldn't understand their relationship of space versus them and the green screen, you're like, I could do this better. Every single kid who watches that is like, these kids are buffoons. I would kill this. I would annihilate it.
I didn't.
I bet you could though.
All right, so unfortunately, because I fucking rule at Jez Ball... Willie does indeed create a wall of fire in front of you that is 60 feet long, 20 feet high, and 1 foot thick. So we never talked about this, but you could hypothetically just run through
it. Yeah, I was about to say, how much damage does it do?
Does 10d8 damage.
Okay, how much health do you have, Beth?
62.
Okay.
So it could kill you.
It's very unlikely, though.
I'm going to walk through the fire, as Buffy says.
Oh, I mean, run.
Run through the fire.
That's not what Buffy said, though.
No, Buffy doesn't
say
that. She should have ran.
Yeah, that would have helped.
Yeah. Sirius says, Buffy the Vampire Slayer should have ran through the fire. Oh, God.
All right, you take 37 damage.
Woo! Alive.
The fire burns away at your skin and your flesh, and you begin to smell something that smells unfortunately kind of good, and you realize it's your own skin.
Oh, God.
Your pants, like, just increase, like, another $200 in its perceived value. This cool hip burn.
I'm definitely going to hit Poshmark when this is all over.
All right, the angels are not going to follow you.
She was a liar, and now... Her pants are on fire.
Her pants are on fire.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
That's what that means.
Makes you think.
Yeah.
All right. One of the angels just incinerates in the fire.
Ooh.
Another angel incinerates in the fire. There's only four left now.
It's like an asteroid, like, space chase, and, like, the fucking TIE fighters are exploding.
The third one's going to go, it's going to scream to a halt like a Looney Tune and then try to go over the wall.
Like the A-Wing going against
Yes,
like
exactly.
Death Star 2.
Too late. Those guys dive out of the way.
Yeah. No, they turn around for the shield. The shield.
Intensify forward firepower. Intensify forward firepower.
Too late.
You basically take down all but three of, you don't take it down. Three of them.
Yeah, the fuck survive. I did. I fucking took them down. They couldn't make it through the fire like I could.
So only three of the angels managed to survive and they are pursuing you. But now Willie has stupidly cut himself off from you so he can't pursue you either.
He throws his hat off on the ground and jumps on it.
And could he just run through the fire too?
He could.
Or just miss the spell?
If he wasn't a coward. Okay. He's definitely a big coward. He could just miss the spell. That's true.
You know, he just does a cool bad guy thing where he's like, whatever.
He goes,
What do I care? I'm not going to chase her. I'm going to destroy Earth.
So he just goes, find her. And the audio of him just saying that echoes. And then you follow the echo to cut back to normal and
should have been more specific, my dude. There are a lot of women in heaven.
Should we go to Link?
No, he's in a hole.
Link's in a hole.
Do we not see anything going on?
I want to check in on Link in the hole.
All right, Link, what's your hole look like?
I mean, you tell me. I don't choose. The prisoner's going to choose a cell.
So it's a 6x6x6 cell.
Oh, so he has to hunch over because he's so tall.
Yeah, I'm so tall.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I'm not hunched over. I'm doing like...
No, there's a diagonal he could be in.
I've been sewing.
fucking like the hypotenuse.
Yeah. There's a vector in there where you're good, dog.
I've tried to sew a soccer ball based off of like scraps of my own clothes and shoes and stuff.
How long have you been in there?
It feels like a long time for me, and I'm kicking the ball kind of like, you know, like in Great The Great Escape when he's throwing the baseball.
Bro, Rogel Dorn, am I right?
Yeah.
So through the tiny keyhole at the front of the demiplane door, you can see the body of
somebody. I don't look through the hole.
All right, never mind.
I'm just sitting there kicking my ball. Wait, what do I see?
If you wanted to look, you would see somebody that you don't recognize, but who is Vincent Spellfeather, in fact, his corpse getting pulled along and getting dragged into its own demiplane as well.
Oh, I just go, well, another dead one. And I kick the ball, and I'm just kicking the ball. I'm just like, I love my parents, I love my spouses, but love's not real, so I feel nothing. And I kick the ball again. That's it.
So you hear a knocking on the demiplane wall next to you.
Yeah.
And it's Daryl Wilson on the other side.
Is who?
It's Daryl Wilson is on the other side knocking.
Hey, who's knocking?
Hey, it's Daryl, dude. Who's that? Is that Link?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm assuming you're next to me, Grandpa.
Yeah, well, what's going on?
Just mostly singing to myself about how love's not real. I made a soccer ball. Wait, what? You made a soccer ball? I've been here for like years. I've made a finger puppet of Carol once. I just like talked to her for a bit, but you made a how did you make a soccer ball? Well, like that guy started kind of stripping my clothes into like thin strips, made kind of like the fluffy part with my socks, started like sewing it. It looks more like a volleyball than a soccer ball, but it works pretty good. Oh, man. If you're in here, you made me a football, huh? I don't know if I can make a football. Well, well, buddy, I'm glad if I'm going to be in here for eternity, at least I'm next to you.
So Daryl would have seen that. Every time somebody dies or gets put in...
No, they're just talking.
Okay. Andy, the people conversation.
Never mind. What does Daryl know? Please help me. What does Daryl know?
Daryl knows that anytime somebody dies or gets hurt or gets put into timeout, this is where they come. It's an area on the other side of the ocean of paperwork.
So this is the timeout room.
You're in the timeout zone.
But we all have our own rooms.
You all have your own rooms in the timeout zone, correct.
But there is a keyhole and a lock. Unfortunately, there's no way for us to know any of this.
Right, but at least
bud,
you know
hey,
that.
Bud, if it makes... Hey, don't give up yet. If it makes you feel any better, when people die, they also come here. Well, I don't really know how that information is supposed to help. You're just telling me that sometimes more people show up here? Look, man, that's all the information I got. I'm just like...
You also see that the angels are the ones who hold the keys to get people in and out of their little demiplanes.
Just calm down for a second. You're such a bummer. Like, give me a moment to give you all the information, okay? The angels also have, like, they bring the keys and stuff. I'm just saying, like, we got to be on the lookout. Like, I get that you made a soccer ball. That's really, honestly, I'm jealous. I got nothing to do here. But, like, we should be on the lookout. There's a keyhole in our door. Let's not give up, buddy. Like, we got a whole world to save. Like, we got to make your dad's proud and my kid proud. You know, we got to do this. Just hang in there, all right? Like, let's not give up. Like, let's just keep talking and let's really, like, get a game plan. Keep your eyes open. Like, do you even look through that keyhole? Well, no, I was just playing soccer, and then I saw a dead body. I was like, I don't want to look. Why did I look through there in the first place? I'm just going to keep playing soccer. Oh, bud, okay, well, God, you gave up a lot. Well, yeah, gave up a lot. Why are you mad at me? I was just like, I'm a kid. I did pretty good. Got to heaven, tried to fight God. That's pretty good, and now I lost, so I'm here. Like, what do you want from me? Do my best. Look, if the door opens up and there's a way to help, I'll help. Oh, buddy, Jesus. Okay, look, eyes on the prize, right? Like, this is soccer game. Don't fucking say it's a soccer game to get me excited about doing this. Okay, look, just keep your eye on the ball, and we'll and look through a keyhole. Your friends are going to come help us. I just don't give up. Fine, I won't give up. Okay, fine. Okay, stop. Just let me play. Okay, you want me to, like, keep score? Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, every time you hear a bounce, count for me. All right. And then Link starts kicking. You hear Daryl go, 1, 2, and that's it.
Hey! Hey, Daryl! Is that Daryl over there?
God damn it, bro.
Oh, my God.
Yep,
Glenn, it's still, yeah, I've been here. It's still Daryl. How's it going, bud?
You still not talking to me?
No, I mean, hey, do you know that, like, Link's? Link's in the other room.
Hey, Link!
Do you want me to telephone over to you?
Oh,
hey, Link! What, Daryl? That's not me. Glenn's on the other side of me. He wants to say hi, so he said hi.
What does he say?
Just wait. What is Link? What is Link? Hey, Link, buddy, do you want to say anything?
No, I don't know him, like, at all. Like, absolutely not. Tell him why, I guess. Did you lose count? How many did I kick? All right. Yeah, he's Link said hi, Glenn.
Oh, great. Can we recruit him into my plan to get out of here?
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. Remind me of the plan again, bud.
Well, it's very simple, you see. We all pretend that we're sick. And then the angels, when they come to let us out, we bop them in the snoot. Then we get out after they come to let us out. But all of us either pretend like we're sick, but I don't know why I'm the only one sitting here, and you never joined me in on this, so, like, I just feel like you're not in on the plan, and, you know, you're not really coming up with any good ones on your own.
No, that's fair. Okay, hey, but know what? I did think that maybe the angels didn't care if we were sick.
Because I've been here before. I've been in prison before.
Did you get out that way? Did they care?
I broke out.
Okay, should we try?
Yes.
How sick do we have to pretend?
Pretty bad, because it's angels. Otherwise, they're not going to come open the fucking door.
People get sick in heaven?
That's
a lot of people get sick and they get to heaven?
Well, I'm just saying that, like, the angels are going to check it out. We got to do a distraction and make the angels open the door for us. All right. Okay, well, I'll start.
Let me tell Link.
You follow. Oh, you tell Link. You're the Link. One who can.
What? That better be a number I hear next. 32. 33. He just paused for a second. Yeah. Okay, what? Hey, so Glenn. Yeah. Okay, so Glenn.
That's me.
Can't hear you, Glenn. So Glenn, he's gonna.
I know he can't hear me.
He thinks that if we pretend to be sick, maybe the angels will open the door up.
Daryl, tell him to say blasphemous shit too,
and say just really bad stuff about, like,
blasphemous
stuff.
Oh, shit,
no, God, really? Do we say blasphemous stuff about God and, you know, Christ and that stuff? Just and then be sick. I guess you need to do both those things. How about I just listen to you guys do it, and if it works, I'll join in.
Hey, is he in? Daryl, is he in?
Yeah, he's in. Glad, just you start, and I'll go. He's the topper, man. He's gonna give it his all. He's a young gun. He'll do his best.
Okay, weird way to refer to. Okay, all right, here we go. Ah, Jesus fucking Christ,
man!
I feel so sick.
Oh, my butt feels worse than Jesus God Christ. Is, and I hate God.
Everything's
coming out.
Both of you roll deception with disadvantage.
All three of them, I believe. Oh no, it's just the two of you right now.
Yeah, Link's not going to do it until he finds out that it works.
All right, so hold on. Actually, I need to change to my other character.
Disadvantage.
Yeah, because they can't see you, and also the sick prisoner routine is the oldest trick in the book.
I got a natural one.
Oh God!
You shit yourself.
Yeah. Oh, Glenn!
Don't worry, Daryl. I have a shitload of this. Oh my God. Well, here's the thing. Here's my argument, which is that.
You know, you rolled bad.
17 plus 17, 34.
Well, with disadvantage, huh?
With disadvantage. But then the next one was 18 plus 17, 35.
You get plus 17?
Glenn's a fucking little fucker, dude.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. Yeah. Wait a second. I was fucking rolling for Link.
No, Link, roll for Daryl, baby.
We're still Daryl's
a natural one.
Natural
one is a natural one.
Yeah.
It's also, Daryl has minus one deception. He's such a good boy. He can't lie.
Next to them, you hear, oh gosh, I hope they're okay over there. Anyways, I gotta continue my new song.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. You hear Henry playing a harmonica somehow. Like, yeah, it's getting better and better, Ron. Really goes to show how art can help in adversity, you know? Because I don't know if we're ever getting out of here. It sounds like someone's really sick up there. Unfortunately, we're too far away for me to know who it is.
All right, so Glenn, you see through the keyhole one of the angels float near you and gaze into the keyhole at you.
Are you there? Jesus Christ was an antichrist.
Right.
Satan is the true real God.
Roll intimidation.
Willie Stabler's God now. I don't think this angel cares.
Natural one plus 17.
No, natural one?
Yeah.
Plus 17. Oh, what a tragedy. The only situation in which you would not have been able to succeed pretty much happened. Where does that leave us now?
Open the door.
No.
Do it.
No.
Hey,
the angel floats away, ignoring you.
Come back here.
Once again, because I feel like this is the 50th time you've probably tried this to do this.
Daryl, it didn't work again.
Yeah, I know. You keep getting mad that I don't do it, but like we've done it a lot.
I'm just saying that if I could use a little teamwork. How did Link do?
He did as well as you did, bud.
Oh.
Dungeons and Dads is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life?
All the moms.
The moms, the MILFs.
How come none of these
moms I'd like to frame?
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame.
Hey Aura, challenge accepted on unlimited photos.
Unlimited. You can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. For Mother's Day, that's your great Mother's Day gift. You know what I mean? Just send her some pictures of you doing stuff. From grandmothers to new mothers. Well, no, you know, like activities. From grandmothers to new mothers.
Activities we're talking about here.
Aunts and even the friends in your life. Every mom
even the
loves
friends.
And named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. There's a lot of things that can bring joy to moms of all ages.
Nice.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Mint Mobile.
It is?
Oh, wait, we're
Ryan.
Back.
We're Ryan.
We love you. We missed you. We're sorry.
Take us back, Ryan.
We may have stepped out on you in
the international. I don't believe that Ryan has a cell phone, because he would have called back at this point.
Hey, listen, Ryan, you told me all about those overpriced wireless providers and how there's always a catch. Well,
and we got 5 tickets to a certain movie coming out pretty soon.
That's right. Ryan. When I heard that Deadpool v. Wolverine was coming out, I called all my friends on their Mint Mobile accounts.
Oh, I was talking about Challengers. I'm so excited about that tennis movie.
I'm sure Ryan would love to watch it with you.
Yes.
Ryan, I said to my friends, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I thought, what's the catch? But there isn't one, you fool. Mint Mobile secret sauce, they sell wireless service online, which means that they don't have retail stores. They don't have to buy those kiosks in malls, and they pass those sweet mall savings directly onto you. I have Mint Mobile on my phone. I duo queue it. I got multiple lines. It's great.
Wow.
That's fantastic. And by the way, I'm more often than not, honestly, my normal phone is kind of like not as good service.
How many phones do
you can have? Hey, modern phones allow you to put multiple.
Stepping out on us with other podcasts.
Oh my gosh. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you.
Imagine 20's calling on that other cell phone.
With premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month.
Freddie, we want you back.
All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan like me and bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/dungeons. That's mintmobile.com/dungeons. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/dungeons.
That was a great ad read, Daddy. Can you read it again?
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower, above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Back to
Normal and Taylor.
Okay.
You see Scary running through a fucking wall of fire towards you.
Holy shit. Oh, Scary. Larry the Science Kid?
No. It's me, Scary.
Scary, get in here quick.
Okay, so what's going on?
Hide in here with us.
Okay.
Well, close your eyes and plug your ears.
Okay.
And your nose.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so Mercedes goes like, can you guys like stop for a second? And then the orgy stops. She goes, you can talk to each other.
Everyone get a little water. Yeah. Everyone take a quick breather.
They all flip the tables over and it's like they're sitting at a library now because like a speakeasy.
They flip the table over.
They're
and
like,
they
whoa, the feds are here. We better stop fucking.
They just start playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, they go back to playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Scary. Oh my God. You're okay.
Well, okay is kind of a relative term.
I cast third level cure wounds.
Bellissima.
All right, you get 23 health points back.
Yay.
Hit points, health points.
Health?
Wow. All right, good. Wow, so what's going on?
Okay, so I just like tried to fight Willy, I guess. But I was
solo?
I just kind of rushed into it. He said something that really pissed me off.
Okay.
He's going to try to, you know, end the world.
Okay, that sounds bad.
But I know he has a weakness, sort of.
A weakness.
No, I mean, I got him to write in this journal, and he said that he's really scared of being submerged in water.
Okay, we can use that.
Okay.
Yeah, if there's a way to get him maybe into the ocean of paper that I don't know about, so why would I be
You know,
about?
I mean, we were there.
You saw it on the way.
Yeah, also, it's not water, though, right?
Yeah, it's not water, though.
Well, that's not a problem. I could cast a spell and make it look like water.
So wait, you're saying Willy's chasing you right now. Willy's on the hunt for you right now.
He's behind his own wall of fire a chump.
Okay, we can use that.
Did you see me coming through the wall
of fire? Pretty cool. You look cool. It was great. I'm just so happy you're alive. I'm sorry I didn't compliment
you.
And
these jeans, totally going to go on Poshmark after that.
Excellent. I love it. Oh, this is my grandma, by the way.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? I'm Mercedes. You are...
I'm scary.
It's really nice to meet you, Scary.
So real quick question here. We know we have a weakness now. Do we have anything other than this weakness and a gun?
What's going on with dude?
Yeah,
okay?
Dude, yeah.
Oh, fuck. I might have, I hurt dude.
Okay.
So dude's probably pretty pissed.
Are they mad at you?
Well, I don't really care if they're mad at me. Wow, that's actually the first time I've cared if somebody's not mad at me.
Wow. Yeah, well, I'm glad for the growth, but it does seem like that's maybe a problem.
Yeah.
But dude is still under Willy's control, right?
Yeah.
And we're still, look, the whole reason we're up here.
How have you guys been doing?
Oh my God.
Like, I mean, with the plan.
Taylor's in Pablo Escobar pose again in the corner, just staring out the window, quietly, hands folded.
There have been some setbacks,
him.
There have been some hiccups, but I think now that everyone's together, we can for sure come up with something really good. So here's what I'm thinking. We'll deal with the Willy thing later. Let's think about dude. Let's focus on dude.
Okay.
What do we, Anthony, do we ever learn what we actually need to do with the daddy magic juice to, like, send dude home?
I don't think you did, but, like, it will be, like, an Arcana roll or something like that. Something simple, because you already have like all the, everything you have.
To go ahead and make that Arcana roll.
Go ahead.
I got an 11. Wait, we're in heaven, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just established that we can...
Get whatever you want in a
room.
We
can pull anything we want out of a room.
Mm-hmm.
I pull out a leaf and call Aaron O'Neill.
What is it?
Aaron, hey, it's, what's up? It's normal. We got all the stuff. We got the daddy magic juice, and we're trying to kind of fix this whole horrible Willy situation by sending dude home. So what do we do?
Why isn't the line moving?
Are you still in line outside?
Of course I am.
Oh, well, it's pretty bad in here.
The line isn't moving. Can you get us in? Can you tell the bouncer to let us in?
Do you have an invite?
Look, Aaron, I just, Mrs. O'Neill, Miss O'Neill. Is there a Mr. O'Neill?
There's Vince.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I never really caught what the deal was with the two of you.
It's complicated.
Okay, well, we can talk about that later. I'm sure you saw Heaven Go Dark, and you've been seeing all sorts of crazy angels and bad stuff happen. Things are really bad in here, and I think we can help out. It would help out a lot if we sent dude home. So what do we do now?
Well, all they got to do is... drink all that daddy magic you got, and then they got to think about going home real hard, and they got to be surrounded by people that they care about.
Okay, that sounds easy enough. Yeah. Thanks. Hey, thanks.
Wait. Let me get a leaf.
I hand you the leaf.
Ms. O'Neill.
What?
Mrs. O'Neill, is there a Mr. involved?
We just went over this.
I'm Vince.
Ah, Vince, anyway. Listen, things are pretty jacked up in heaven right now. What we could use is a diversion on multiple fronts. You're saying the line hasn't moved outside, right?
Correct.
Can you and your trees, perhaps, incite a riot at the gates of heaven?
I guess we could.
Say there's only 10 spots left.
Tell everyone there's, like, straight up only 10 spots left in heaven.
And only the baddest of the bad are getting
it's
in.
It's like Battle Royale rules, but y'all gotta get in.
That's not a bad idea, I guess.
Enact Operation Black Friday.
What's
Imagine that's a Walmart, and it's Black Friday, and all the deals are inside.
Let me ask you this, my friend. What is in it for old Aaron O'Neill?
You want to get to heaven or not? You gonna live forever, kid?
No, I died because you took the sun. You killed me. You killed me and all of my friends. Have you forgotten that?
Don't you want revenge? Well, come and get it, loser. And then hang up on her.
Okay.
Perhaps I was made to be an anime villain and not a hero. Something for me to think about.
So just to clarify the way the heaven works, can't you guys just say you want Link?
Yeah, we can.
Oh, you could?
Okay, just wondering. It's funny, Matt, because it's weird. We can have anything we want.
Leaf before he thought whole Linky boy. I guess Link would leave once they left the room. But
Link would disappear once he left the room.
Wait, but hold on.
Let's give Link a call. Hey, wait. We can get anything we want here. Let's put in a call.
I guess
Link.
You're right. I want a leaf that talks to my friend Link. Hello?
Oh, hey, Norm. What? How am I seeing you?
Where? How are you? How are you hearing me?
How can you talk to me?
I'm talking on a leaf. We're in a private room.
How?
It's heaven magic, dude.
So, how does that work, though? You can get whatever you want?
Your personal heaven, I guess.
You could have gotten me, but you just got a leaf instead.
Well, I didn't think, all right, I want Link to show up in the personal heaven room.
Boop. Link's, mid-kick. You seem like he's, trying to kick something, but the ball's not there anymore because they didn't transport with him. He just goes,
I wish Link's ball was here, too.
Oh, my God! What the fuck is that thing?
Link just has tears in his eyes when the ball goes back. He's like, thanks, Carrie. You really give me. That's nice. Wait, I'm here?
Yeah, just for now.
How did
you can't leave this room?
Sorry, I was sarcastic to you. I was like, I thought you were real. I thought you were just like, I thought I was already going through my demons, already thinking, I thought I was going to be in there for ever. So I was like, here comes another version of Norm.
No, we're trying to
disappointing and talking to about, but I guess you're real. So I'm here now. That's
cool. Trying to make it so you live a nice long life where you can contemplate your demons whenever you want.
Right now,
that's kind of at risk.
Well, shoot, scary. Oh, wait, there's another kid here, Larry. He was there when I was
Larry.
So what are we doing? How do we get?
So I have a confession,
fight?
Link.
Yeah.
I was Larry.
Well, no, that can't be true because you're scary and I saw Larry.
I know.
I really know a lot about science and you're good at a lot of things.
I don't know. Something just came over me and I watched you as you got sent to prison and I didn't do anything about it. Because I thought that, we have a bigger plan.
No, that's good. Okay. Well, wow. Scary. That was really impressive. You tricked me.
Real quick. Normal is going to, on the sly, make a perception check on Link to see if this is a real Link or this is some sort of Link simulacrum.
Simulacrum.
Just still in the cell. This is just to make you feel happy in heaven.
I got a 24.
Oh, 24. Oh, yeah. No, this is the real Link.
Link, it really is you.
Yeah. I mean,
I poke you.
Oh, ow. Okay. Yeah.
Seems legit. Okay. Look, number one, Willie's going to be easier to deal with if we can send Dude home. That's the whole reason we're here. We're trying to help Dude. We're trying to help Dude get out
of here. What does it take to send Dude home?
We have to
How do we do that without sending Willie with them?
Why don't we just wish for Dude to be here? And then we can force feed Dude all the stuff that we need to do. Because this is someone's heaven. Who owns this heaven?
The look on Anthony's face right now is very good.
We can't force Dude to do anything because they have the...
I think I have an idea. Okay. I think I have a way we could do this. It's a little crazy, but hear me out.
Good idea, but if we do tell Doodler to be here, if they ever go back to Willie, they'll have to tell Willie where we were.
So, I have a plan.
Okay.
This is going to be tough. This is going to be tough for me. It's going to be less tough for you, Link, because you never liked him that much anyway. But
I don't like who?
I have a spell
mm-hmm.
called Planar Ally.
By the way, when you look up again, Link is just holding the World Cup.
Wow.
Don't make a big deal about it.
So tell me if this sounds kosher. So I've done this spell before. This is how we summon Santa Claus. Mm. You beseech an otherworldly entity for aid. The being must be known to you, a god, primordial, demon prince, or some other being of cosmic power. That entity sends a celestial, an elemental, or fiend loyal to it to aid you, making the creature appear in range. So here's what I'm thinking, guys. A cosmically powerful otherworldly entity. To me, that sounds like scam likely. And scam likely, mm-hmm. the last time Link, you and I talked to him, said that if we wanted, he could make a new version of Hermie the Unworthy.
Okay.
And if there's anyone that could impersonate Willie so good that Dude would think it was Willie and then would do what Willie wanted and drink the daddy magic juice, it would be Hermie the Unworthy.
I mean, yeah, he's a really good actor.
Yeah.
And he's dead, and it'd be cool if he wasn't dead.
I mean, he'd still be dead. This would be a new copy. This wouldn't be our Hermie,
Are you sure you're not just doing this because you feel grief or guilty?
It's 60-50, scary.
I was all cool with it when it was 50,
it's 110%. I'm not sure, but do you know
so it won't be Hermie?
It won't be our Hermie, but it'll be a Hermie.
A version of Hermie.
Can we just get another actor then? I like the idea, but now I'm worried.
Hermie was the greatest actor.
He was the greatest actor of our generation.
Of our generation,
sure.
Of any generation. We need the best, which means we need Hermie, which means I'm going to have to go through a whole lot of the stages of grief real quickly.
Okay.
But, we got to keep our heads down. We got to keep moving. Okay?
Hey, I always say when it's somebody else's idea, the details, it's theirs. So that's the saying.
You do always say that, Lynn.
Yeah, I always say that. It's the coach, whoever's idea. So, we need a good actor. Hermie's, I didn't dislike Hermie. I'm married to him. I loved him. That's what matters.
Okay. Let's see. I get this for 10 minutes. It's instantaneous. We should get Hermie here first and then have Dude show up. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Or maybe Dude show up. I still don't know if we need Dude to show up.
Oh, Dude will only do whatever Willie Sampler says. So Hermie as Willie, just so everyone's on the same page.
Yeah.
Hermie 2.0.
Yeah.
As Willie Sampler will tell Dude to drink this magic potion and Dude will go back to their home surrounded by everyone that they love, which is all of us.
Now, does that count as the magic?
How do we get that Willie doesn't follow?
Huh?
So wherever Dude goes, Willie's probably going to go.
And does a disguise trick a magic spell? But like the spell says you have to do what Willie says. Like, so if some random person comes and says, my name's Willie Stampler and I've convinced you to be Willie Stampler.
Well, you see, like, what you have to do is notarize this document.
The heaven thing was like,
it's
officially Willie Stampler.
Yes, we'll change Hermie 2.0. We'll hereby be known.
You'll ask, okay, all right, I got it.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I cast Planar Ally.
You might be in hell, you might be in heaven. Scam Likely's here to turn things up to 11.
Scam.
God, I love Scam.
It's Normal Oak. Hi, do you remember me?
I do.
Okay.
And Link, remember me? I met you too. You don't remember me?
God. No, not ringing any bells. Sorry. Drawing a complete blank.
Wait, you remember when Normal was there, right?
Yes.
And was there somebody with Normal?
Like a vague shape in my memory.
Okay, so you do remember me.
Kind of just a blur.
Okay.
Yeah. Mr. Likely. Is there a Mrs. Likely?
There's an everyone likely.
Wow.
Okay.
Wait, everyone?
Everyone in Goofer almost had a piece of the scam.
Okay. Okay. Oh, no. So, Mr. Likely, the last time we talked, you seemed really broken up, as I was, about the death of your son, Hermie the Unworthy. But you also said that, like, you could make a new one if we needed one.
Yeah, easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
So I'm wondering if you could make and send us, vis-a-vis the spell I've just cast, Planar Ally, a version of your son, Hermie the Unworthy, with all of the fabulous acting talent that he had, but name him Willie Stampler.
Oh.
It's a scam.
It's a scam.
But importantly, we're on the same side of the scam.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. You were one step ahead of me there, but yeah.
And can he be trained on like more old fashioned movies, like just less Joker? And
what
like,
is there? Don't blink. What do you?
He wouldn't be Hermie the Unworthy if he didn't love the Joker.
Right. That's fine.
Unless he wanted to come and do a Maltese
Falcon. Change one hair on that boy's head other than his name.
And can he have some cool like action moves or like some powerful things to maybe you know.
Like if there was like let's say a scale from let's say 1 to 20 for when this Hermie and the Unworthy the subversion should come out, let's put him in more towards the 20
no I actually things. I think just as a friend Normal, like I do actually think it's important that he's a little bit, because like I know you're
different.
Saying it's not to bring him back, but like you gotta
no,
get your mindset
back
like
exactly this, the same way he was. This is
like a Build-A-Bear situation, like he's just a thing. We're just bringing. So actually, can you like a few
like
different? Yeah, like such, like.
Wait, what do you mean by that, Matt?
Like it's just we're gonna put the outfit that we want on him, and he's gonna look like we want him to look because it's for a purpose. It's not a person. I need you. Otherwise, I'm worried that you're gonna like you know he's not coming back.
That's just a risk we're gonna have to
he's
take.
He's not coming
my
back.
Man.
Okay.
You can if I get in too deep, you know, then just hand me that Toctopus sticker I had. You still have the Toctopus, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, you just
that's why I'm
that
talking to you. I wouldn't be able to talk to you if I wasn't holding it.
4, 3, 2, 1. Here comes a fake version of my son. Boop. Hermie the Unworthy appears in front of you in full Joker regalia, unscarred from the last time you saw him.
Scarred
pristine.
In the same way Joker is scarred.
Yeah, scarred like emotionally, like his twisted sort of take on the world.
And you're definitely wondering how he got him.
Right. Yeah. But the first thing he does is he grabs Normal and does the like D-Day guy kissing the girl. Like famous image.
Normal's going to
sorry,
make.
Sorry. Wait.
Like
well,
the mask.
D-Day. Sorry. Not D-Day. Yeah. V-Day.
They didn't smooch everyone on D-Day.
No, V-Day. V for victory.
Like there wasn't. You wasn't.
Can you imagine?
That's a deleted scene from Saving Private Ryan. They don't want you to see.
Imagine how much history would change if they found like a picture of two soldiers smooching on D-Day.
That'd be
fuck. So beautiful.
Yeah.
Normal's going to make a wisdom saving throw with disadvantage.
I like that.
All right. Normal got a 16.
Ooh.
Okay. So Normal.
Holding it together.
Normal is holding it together enough to know that he should slow down where his emotions
Normal
are going right now.
Normal kisses back with fury and passion and goes to like kind of grab the back of Hermie's head and then says, no, I can't. No. No. Hi. It's nice to see you too. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Long time no see.
Hey, what's
my
up?
My man.
What's
just,
up?
Just a Build-A-Bear, remember.
It's just a Build-A-Bear. Just a very charming Build-A-Bear.
Could a Build-A-Bear do this? And then he doesn't do anything.
Oh my God.
That's
actually
roll
exactly
a
what Build-A-Bears do, buddy.
Nothing. Normal took 14 psychic damage from that. Mr. Hermy, Mr. the Unworthy,
this is Willie Stampler.
This Mr. Yeah. Stampler?
I'm Willie Stampler.
Mr. Yeah. Stampler. That's right. Mr. Stampler, it's nice to
meet you.
We are hiring you for an acting job. Do you think you're up for it?
Oh, I'm always up for an acting job.
We need you to
somehow he's behind you.
We need you to impersonate that Willie Stampler, the other one.
Well, I haven't seen too much of him in this form. Mm-hmm. So how are you going to train me on what I need to do to
how
the
are you
research?
Train this Hermy AI on the data of Willie Stampler so that we can conceivably.
That's a good question. We didn't through that pictures? Part of the plan.
Hold on. I wish Wait. For a actor's breakdown, three ring binder of the character of Willie Stampler.
Like a good highlights
as
reel.
As written by Meryl Streep.
Boop.
Meryl Streep.
It's long. It's detailed. Okay. It is erudite. It is full of all the details that a would-be actor, aspiring actor, would want to know about their craft, specifically vis-a-vis being Willie Stampler.
Which Meryl Streep is this? Is this renowned star of stage in 1920s silver screen Meryl Streep from Mountains of Death?
Meryl Streep, from Mountains of Death.
So there's probably some anecdotes in there about his various liaisons with beautiful women.
There's a lot
stuff.
Of just glamour shots of Meryl Streep in the in the folder that are seemingly apropos of nothing.
I also wish for the hyperbaric time chamber that Goku trains in so that Willie Stampler, William, here.
I wish for the TikTok that Larry and Willie made while they were on break. And on Scary's phone, you see Willie doing a dance to Savage by Megan Thee Stallion, right? That's who it's by?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Lincoln in full Liverpool gear with his best friend, the right forward of Liverpool, is like, guys, can we pay attention?
Both of them fondling the World Cup between them.
Guys, just can we pay attention and let Hermie just like work on the acting?
Of course.
Was that the Liverpool guy?
Yes.
So there's a TikTok video of Willie dancing so silly, totally cringe, not based AF at all, to a popular TikTok trend video. And you can hear Larry being like, oh, classic, dude. You are nailing it.
Is Larry the one operating the camera?
Hell yeah. You're like a cop the way you protect and serve, my man.
You do that trend too, where it's like, here, record me, but the phone is flipping on the other side and you see the person recording and they're smiling the whole time, just like, wow.
Yes. And Larry's like, I love this. Hell yeah. Woo.
He's like, God, I feel so young.
Oh man. Heck yes. Man, I just love being with my buddy. Best man at my future wedding. When I get married
don't
to
get
the
married,
one
bro.
I love. Oh, okay, I won't ever.
Handcuffs.
Handcuffs, like a cop. Like, just like I said.
I don't know how I feel about the cop stuff, but yeah, all right.
Oh, man. Willie would love the cops. Okay. Well, gotta wrap up the video now. Where do I press the button? I'm young, I'm hip, I know where to press the buttons. I press all of the buttons of the ladies. Yep, that's me, Larry.
I'm gonna miss you so much if you ever leave.
What a TikTok.
This has 4 views.
So we do all that.
Does Hermie just now absorb?
As you finish watching that TikTok, you look back up and it's like Willie Stampler standing next to you.
He didn't even need Meryl Streep after that.
I dive to make sure Mercedes doesn't shoot.
Your gun is out already. And she goes,
Grandma, no, Abuelita.
Oh, right. Sorry. Reflex. And she like
Lady,
narrows her eyes.
Chill,
she holsters the gun, but she keeps her eyes right nice and narrow.
Can I roll to make sure that this is Hermie Willie Stampler and not Willie Stampler?
Yeah, let's do that.
Dang, dude, that convincing, huh?
I'm just a little scared.
Perception or insight, up to you.
Let's see which one I'm better at. They're equally bad, so I'm going to roll perception. That's a 10.
So with a 10, it's about an even chance that this is the real one versus the fake one.
Cool. Yeah, let's go ahead with
this.
It's
the real one. I know. Trust me. I know.
I want it to be the real one, too. I'm just saying, you know.
Scary. It's him.
Yeah. Okay. Norma would know because he really you know.
They're like locked tongues.
And he loves.
Yeah, I know. We don't keep having
kissing
to hear
him felt
about
like
it.
The way I figured kissing him would feel like. So I'm pretty sure it's him.
It's pretty much exactly what happened in my imagination.
No,
so.
Yeah, it was like since he changed. You probably kiss
well,
him.
Well, maybe
again.
Somebody else should kiss him.
Nobody
he
else knows.
Stampler now. That'd be weird.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Yeah, nobody
okay.
else kissed Hermes, so nobody else knows how it feels. You could kiss him again just to make sure it's still him.
That's okay. He, yeah. He looks like an old man now.
That was a test, buddy. Good job, Build-A-Bear, right? Don't think about it. No more kissing. Good job. Good job, Normal.
I give the daddy juice jar of our memories to Willie Stampler. Mm-hmm. To fake Willie Stampler.
Willie Scampler.
Willie Scampler. That's yay. Great.
Willie Scampler.
I give it to Willie Scampler, and I say, okay, Mr. Stampler.
You get inspiration for that, Beth.
Yay.
Here's your motivation. In a couple of seconds, a eldritch teenager named Dude is going to come into this room, and we need you to tell Dude to drink this and think of home.
What's my motivation?
That's your motivation, is that you're an actor and you want to act that.
think about it.
The director for the ages.
From the Hitchhiker.
By the way, did I just solve directing?
You might have just solved directing, dog.
I think that's almost word for word what Hitchcock said to the Lady of the Birds when she asked him.
Hermes, you've seen
to
like...
To be Hendren.
Willie Stamper is like cruel jerk, right? So just like, you're really angry at Dude and you hated your home because there's nothing worse than your shitty kid and your shitty wife. So when you think of the worst place you could ever send a bad guy to, it would be their home. And you're really disappointed in Doodler because he just did something you didn't like. So when he comes here, you just angrily tell them to go home.
This right. is, by the way, the difference between a director and a writer giving notes to an actor. Just Matt's like, here's this whole thing that you're playing. I'm like, do the script. Say the words I told you to say.
It's perfect as is. I don't know why you have questions. So Willie Scampler goes, yeah, I think I can do that. Not a problem. All right. I'm a piece of shit. 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 I'm a piece of fucking shit. All right, bring him in.
Dude, that was sick.
That was sick.
No notes for Anthony.
I say, I bring Dude here.
I wish Dude was here.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Wish Dude was here. Sure wish Dude was here.
Boop. Dude appears and goes, huh?
What? Hey, Dude.
What's going
on? It's okay. We're going to send you home.
We brought Willie Stampler with us because he had something he wanted to tell you.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Hermie roll deception or performance to see if he's going to convince our boy. So we got a 16. So... Willie Scampler is going to say, all right, piece of shit, drink this because you suck so bad. And think about going home because home sucks and that's where you deserve to go because you're the fucking worst. And Dude goes, okay, did I not do a good job? You did a terrible fucking job. You did an awful, awful, awful job. Oh. And you made me really disappointed. And,
it's like when you have a friend's house and they start fighting with their parents. Like, should I say something?
You suck. All my hopes were on you and you completely fucked it up. So yeah, drink it. I don't want to ever see you again.
Oh no.
Well, this seems like a bummer note to leave our friend on.
Dude,
well, we all love you though. Just so to be clear, we're all just...
They don't fucking matter.
And Willie, why don't you tell Dude that after they finish drinking that liquid, they can take off the cuffs that are making them follow your every order.
Oh, yeah. And take out the stupid fucking, those cuffs were supposed to turn you into something cool and make you more than you are, but instead they just prove that you're nothing. So go ahead and take those cuffs off right after you drink all that jizz, all that whatever the fuck that is. And Dude goes, okay, I guess. Sorry. And Dude is going to and Dude drinks the daddy magic that you've spent so very long collecting, and Dude immediately begins to glow purple with otherworldly energies, the likes of which you've only sort of glimpsed out the corner of your eye as you love your parents and as your parents have loved you and as daddy magic has infused every waking moment of your lives. And Dude is going to reach up to the collar around their neck, and Dude begins to pull. And at that moment, the door to the heaven kicks open, and Willie Stampler, not Scampler, but Stampler is there breathing hard and heavy, and he goes... Wait.
All our days whisked away, but is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be alright. Pretty lies let me sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel.
Dungeons and Daddies as Matt Arnold, as Lincoln Lee Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Our theme song is On My Way by Maxton Waller. Brian Fernandez is our content producer. Ashley Nicolet is our community manager. Courtney Terry is our community coordinator. Cindy Denton is our merchandise manager. Esther Else is our lead editor. Travis Reeves provides additional editing. And Robin Rapp is our transcriber. This show is supported by our Patreon, and that Patreon is full of members with cool names like Laura Janeka, Catherine Vanya, Travis Dart, B. Wiederwife, Brian Tim, Kristen A. Drake, Carter Milius, Gargoyle B, Chris Winnick, Optimus TW20, Sam Rogerson, Louise Rapson, Midnight Ranger, Rachel, Ethan Ahmet, Joe Pierce, Alexandra, Jacob Cleary, Anuvang Suksavath, and David and Hannah Bath. Big news, our merch shop is back. We've partnered once again with DFTBA to be our merch fulfillment provider, so head on over to store.dungeonsanddaddies.com and browse our fine wares available once again. And some good news for you as well. Both the Deck of Daddy Things and the Season 1 Dice Set are back in stock. These have been hot ticket items in the past, and now is your chance to get your hands on them. The great folks over at DFTBA, as well as Brian, Ashley, Courtney, Cindy, and Danny, our developer, they busted ass getting everything back. So big ups, big round of applause for these heroes. Once again, if you were affected by our previous merch provider going bankrupt during Black Friday, we recommend that you dispute that previous charge. And if you still have issues or questions, just hit us up at community@dungeonsanddaddies.com and we'll do our best to get you sorted. You can find our website as well as all the links to all of our stuff at dungeonsanddaddies.com. And you can find our next episode in the future, March 12th. We will see you then. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow.
Popular dance trends compilation. What was the one that really popped off like a couple of years ago?
The Harlem Shake.
That was
a couple of years ago. I can ask cheeseburger levels of outdated.
Have you ever done TikTok dance?